This is a workshop that is a continuation of a series of workshops that I've done here over recent years, all a part of an integrated project, which I'll speak more about in a little bit. With this workshop today, we are getting focused on what I believe to be some of the most key archetypal dynamics in our struggle to individuate, to become empowered with archetypal energies without having them become destructive. So it's really and I'll go over in a minute. I guess I should do that at this point. I began work on this sort of thing just trying to think about the great self. Many of you have heard me speak of the great self within many times. In my work, I have sought to continue Jung's work on the collective unconscious, and particularly his work on trying to understand the shape of the great self within. Some people would call the God within, the God imago. I began some years ago with a series of lectures on the mythology of the great self within, which are available through the Institute. And I have followed that up with studies on psychopathology. I've got a book manuscript on the collective unconscious and psychopathology, the structure of madness, which I'm trying to get ready to go to press now. And then not long ago, some of you were here when I was doing this workshop on transforming fire, which is really focusing on previous reflections on this issue of dealing with the great energies that come off the archetypal self. My most recent book, which you may have seen, I think they have copies of it here, is Facing the Dragon, which I brought this article on dragon mythology for you to peruse over the lunch hour. Because really, we will be thinking about the primal mythology of the great sacrifice of the primal dragon and what it means in the context of individuation and transformative process. So this workshop today is really the culmination of a lot of work, and is focusing on what I believe to be some of the central mysteries of empowerment, of becoming your most radiant self, and the what I would argue would be the essential understanding and also conscious spiritual and psychological practice which has to be done if you are to really become an awakened self. The theme that's going to go underneath all of this weekend, our work together, is this. You don't really have any choice about sacrifice. You are presently in the process of sacrificial process. The question is not, are you going to sacrifice tremendously important things, but are you doing it unconsciously, unaware of the price you're paying in sacrificial dynamics? So the whole sweep of the issues, and I want you to be thinking about these things, is the challenge of getting from unconscious sacrifice to conscious sacrificial process. And by so doing, become able to engage in creative sacrificial process.